In an effort to help us have adventures within our own four walls, we're asking lots of writers to share what they are reading right now. Our first guest is Jade Chang. She is a Chinese-American writer whose debut novel, The Wangs vs. the World, was published in 2016. She says she's been craving classical literature, but...
Despite that, that is not what I've been reading. I actually am about to read a couple of books that... have just come out. And also, I've been thinking a lot about people who are trying to launch books right now. It's so hard in any climate, but it's especially hard right now. The first one that I'll probably dig into is Minor Feelings, An Asian American Reckoning by Kathy Park Hong. It's kind of, it's part memoir, part cultural criticism, and at a time when we have a president who is introducing a term like quote-unquote Chinese virus, it feels like really essential reading, and I can't wait to dig into it. The other book that is also on my nightstand is called New Waves by Kevin Nguyen. It is kind of a heist story in the tech world, something that should be pretty fun, and it also just came out. And if someone is really looking for a true comfort read that still won't feel completely frivolous right now, A Tree Grows in Brooklyn is really one of my like true loves as a book. It really is about this girl kind of figuring out how to be a person in the world, how to make her way in the world, how to love the world. And I think it's really important. I mean, I think it's important for us in any time, but especially in a time like this.
That is writer Jay Chang on what to read right now. Another great story is Chang's own book, The Wangs vs. the World. It's an intense and fun novel about family dynamics pushed to the brink.
Now, some good news about somebody who you haven't heard on this program for a few weeks. Our co-host Audie Cornish was not on the air because she was in the maternity ward giving birth to a healthy baby boy.
Yes, congratulations, Audie. We miss you so much, but try to enjoy this time at home with your family despite everything going on in the world right now. We will see you back here in just a few months.